This is Corey, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys with the two bestest gay guys ever. Yay!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herbalicious.
This is Drew Meister.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
And you're listening to episode 124. It is currently 4:35 in the morning.
And we Hello. Are up like freaking candy canes.
Sleep Drew looks, for the week.
Drew looks like Yoko Ono. He's so tired. His So it definitely, we changed the studio around here.
Yeah.
It's really different. I guess it gave more room, but
it's better.
It's totally sexy. Spacious. Like I can't totally see you guys, but as long as I sit up against the wall and talk, this is like badass.
True.
Like
yeah, it. Herb's kind of in the
corner. It's
right
kind of hard to look back at Herb and see what he's doing,
like usual.
Maybe like jerking off or something.
What are you doing over there, Herb?
No. I was thinking more like, what are you doing to me? Because you can't see me. But never mind.
So
anyway,
That intro was from Corey, Dustin's wife.
Hey,
yeah,
in
Dustin.
Iraq.
Dustin is our Iraqi friend who's not Iraqi, but he's in Iraq. And he was on the show. He was on like episode 101.
I don't remember what episode it was.
Hey, was it episode 103?
103 and 104, I think.
Yeah, we had this huge like lawn series episode.
Yeah, party. Yeah,
everybody seemed to like it. It was pretty cool. That one was good. But he's in Iraq right now, and I haven't talked to him in like a month and a half. But he supposedly is doing well, and he just called Corey.
Oh, shit.
So.
What?
All right, you guys keep talking
or
something.
And anyway, tonight we today was like really, it was cool. I don't know. We woke up and then we rearranged all this shit and then we did laundry and Drew came over and we listened to music and we ate stuff and then we went to this like country western bar in like what seemed like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then like I don't even fucking know.
Polk County, yo.
But we took Tara home, and Tara was retarded, and we stole that shit. She left money in my car, and we jacked that shit.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And she doesn't, no, she doesn't listen to this shit, whatever. We jacked shit, and we are amazing. Drew's like, oh, look, $19.
It's called gas money.
Yep.
It's what she gets for having bike
and
in
it's cool,
and beer
dude,
in her car.
Because Corey like, couldn't give us gas money, and that's fine because she didn't have any cash. And that's cool, man, because she's cool anyway. And she wasn't a drunk bitch.
Yeah,
so.
She was well worth it.
Yes,
no,
definitely.
Let me tell you about this girl, okay?
Here we go.
Whatever.
I never want her in my apartment ever again.
It's like
she
a
is a drunk bitch from hell.
From hail.
From
you hear
hail.
That? You hear that?
Bitch!
So when we were at the party at Dom and Drew's, she was like,
comatose girl.
This is her. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say?
Liar, whore, and you know it. liar.
Oh God,
good old
she's just
Tara.
Waiting for somebody to like jump on top of her and just go at it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I do think she was trying
like
to rape
game
me earlier
busters.
Tonight.
I'm really
oh,
sure
yeah.
That's what she does.
I think she might have, but.
Yeah, and she like got up against the TV. She,
oh,
like,
now I would have been.
She like leaned
off.
Back, and I was like, "She's gonna spill the beer. She's gonna spill the beer." But I'll just keep making her me, you know. And their me's looked amazing.
Sure,
but that's
you
just
did
you,
job
oh, you made them me's tonight. Well, I was sleeping. I was. Tired.
I should give her drunk eyes after that, like full blush and stuff, like
yeah.
Toxic.
She should change her name to drunk bitch.
Oh, you know what? Before we even start anywhere, I totally. Well, I'll talk about it when I get to my thing.
You ain't got
my little section.
You don't have a section.
So I have some good news.
What's that?
What? Foul Monkeys officially has a post office box.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah. Whoop. What's the address, yo?
So.
Just so you don't know our real address.
You just have to send us stuff. Like, cool stuff. But it doesn't have to be expensive. Just send us shit.
Send us porn, not anthrax.
So the address is Ricky Burton, post office box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We have it for 6 months. I want to try it out. If you guys don't send us shit, I'm getting rid of it.
Yeah, no SARS, please. Just cool stuff. Remember that shit? And it'd be like, oh, like the magazine.
Oh my
covers.
God! Do you know you actually like to just to get a post office box? You basically have to like sell your soul.
Really?
Dude,
difficult. It's the postal service. Of
yeah,
course
I
you
see
do.
It.
I'm like, that's so ridiculous.
I hit the.
There's people that live
damn,
behind that wall.
All the way over here.
There's people that live behind
it's
that
the
wall.
It's the living room. They're not sleeping in the living room. It's fine.
That
you don't
know.
Maybe
of.
Their shit's backwards.
Hush.
Because I was telling Herb we should make the living room our bedroom and the bedroom our
my
room.
My shit's backwards, literally.
And then we have a kick-ass bedroom.
Hell yeah. Kick-ass.
Kick-ass.
I think it'd be pretty sweet.
So next Thursday, we're meeting another listener in Orlando.
Oh, yeah. I need to get out for it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll ditch that.
We're like, it's crazy. Everyone that we've met
yeah,
so
we're
far from
people
the show.
Left and right, man.
And everybody wants to come to Florida, of course.
And have sex with other people in our. Oh, wait. Oh, that was
well, everybody wants to have sex with
everybody
else.
You weren't supposed to say that out loud.
Oops. Whatever. Whatever. If you, hey, here's how it goes, people. If you can't live up to what you've done and you're not slick enough to, to not be secretive about it, then we're going to talk about it. And
my genitalia,
it.
You know.
Exactly.
So what are you referring to?
I'm referring to Kyle and Brayden in our living room.
And their horror faces.
Hey, it's cool, man. There's no shame, but it's just like don't expect not to be talked about.
Whatever happens,
if
happens.
You're not slick. And it wasn't like they didn't have a situation where they could be slick because it was our idea.
Right,
so it wasn't, you know. We're like, hey, guys, free sex in our living room. Call up Foul Monkeys. You know? Send yourselves in P.O. Box.
And Brayden, free sex.
Brayden was on a cruise for a week, and he didn't have sex for a whole week. And
Bear
didn't
cruise.
Beat off or anything. So he was like, I don't know if I should say this out loud. Or even
he was,
say
he was hurting for a squirtin'.
But, yeah, oh, yeah, he was hurting for a squirtin'.
Hope the show.
Oh, here's
and then he,
man, I'm going to go home and kiss my penis.
So he's like, I haven't beat off or come, or I haven't came in a week. And
on purpose.
And Kyle swallowed, and I was impressed. I was like, oh, shit.
What do you mean impressed? Who doesn't? You know, that's because he's 20 years old, dude. He doesn't know. I know I'm only 22, but there's a lot that happened between 2 years ago and now. Way, way more than legal. And
so how
like, I who doesn't? Do girls swallow all the time?
No.
No, but most of the time.
The good ones do.
Okay, but isn't it?
So
is
who
it,
in
is
this room
something...
has swallowed
no,
semen?
No, but let me ask. Like, is it something for you guys? Is it something that's like, you know, you're like, oh my god, they actually did. It's incredible. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I
actually,
think so.
Yeah.
Girls
yeah.
don't do
it. Is it really?
Yeah,
really.
For yes. me, anyways.
I don't
most
get like impressed.
I'm like, no, just let me know when you're about to come, and I'm gonna pull away, and you're just gonna go and cream everywhere else. I'm like, okay,
yeah, pretty much.
Just come on
so
over,
like,
really.
So you're like, I'm about to come, babe. I'm about to come.
For
mouth,
me,
so like,
I enjoy it, but it doesn't impress me because it's nothing that I wouldn't do. So it's like,
I wouldn't be like giving them an award or nothing. Or
I don't expect
the
them to, but I'm not impressed.
I don't know. There's some days, there's some days I'm like, no.
Yeah,
I'm
not.
That's
really
when I get
dominant
with his ass.
And I'm like, well, that's it for the makeout session.
Right. Right.
Exactly. That's when I'm like, nigga, please.
What's that?
You in my bed. You going down, ho. Anyway, no, they were cool, and it was, you know, like I said, they didn't have like the opportunity to be slick about it because they were right there,
yeah,
like
well,
literally
walked,
10 feet from my microphone.
I so. Walked in yeah. from the bedroom because I was turning the air conditioner
like
up,
he didn't
and
know
had
like
already
didn't
started.
Know.
Like, I was like, shit, let me like fall asleep maybe.
No, but Kyle was horny.
Talk
up.
A little bit.
And
get
then
to know each
other. And then we took Brayden back to his hotel and had to stay in that.
Hey, I wasn't there for that. Thank
for like
God.
30 minutes. I was like, "Let's go, people." Okay, shit.
Yeah, I was like, "I'm gonna go to work, guys. I'll be gone for the day." Thank you.
Bottomless penis pit.
That's that. What the fuck hotel was that? Hawthorne Heights or some shit. That's what that was.
Yeah,
they were cool though. I'm glad they got
yeah,
to do
cool.
what they wanted to do.
So. Yeah, the House of Blues dinner was actually really good.
Yeah.
We
already talked about all this, though.
I know, but I wasn't there for that, so shut the fuck up.
Recap.
Well, if somebody wouldn't have been in a pissy mood that night, you would have been on the show.
Ooh. Hey, too bad, man.
I'm mad.
That is so gay.
I'm mad. I'm laying in bed
you sound
all
like
night
Mighty
long.
Mouse.
That so reminds me of her.
When isn't he mad at something?
I know. It's ridiculous. Know, right? So what are you mad about this week?
Oh,
your story.
Bitches at Walmart.
Oh yeah,
that was
just her. Okay, well here I don't know. Should I just I want to get into
Let's
my
into
I want to talk
now.
About something good first.
Oh no, we want to hear the worst bad news shit first. Ever. Go ahead.
All right, so it is
no,
a really
no
good story.
No need to change the show
really
at all. Huh?
My Latino Puerto Rican assistant manager Monica was like, "Help, go out and do the carts." You know, except
that
not French.
Doesn't
just sound... like that.
Whatever.
Nah, you know, we'll be going down.
Like carts. Yeah. So I go out to do carts, and as I'm walking out, fucking bitch ass. Which now, like, now I'm in the mood for it because now I'm not surprised anymore, but it threw me off guard at the time because I wasn't, like, usually I'm ready with a quick, you know, something quick and, you know, comeback wise and what, yeah, but, like, I wasn't, it's like, dude, I'm at work, man. I'm in work mode. Get the fuck off me. So this woman walks behind me and she must have seen me inside the store because she was, like, pretty close, but I didn't really notice her because I was looking at the sidekick, whatever. So she walks and she's like, "Do you have sex with skanks?" And then she cocks her head like fucking Exorcist, and she goes, "Freak." And I was like, "No." And I should have been like, well, this on my live journal, I wrote it, and one of my friends was like, "Dude, you should have said, well, I'm not really interested in you. Are you trying to hit on me?" Like, I should have said that, but I was just like, "No." And she's like, "That's a lie." And she, like, went off on this, like, Christian crusade and, like...
Oh, God.
And it was like, wow, okay, well, what this says to me is shaving the sides of your head equals satanic devil,
I bet she totally hangs out at the fucking bar we were at today.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. I think I walked straight into, like...
Well, it's funny. My manager was like, if you see her again, call me. I'll get her ass for trespassing. I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't think you have to worry, Miss Monica. When I see her again, she won't have tires on her car.
Or tiefuses.
Right, tiefuses. But it was funny. They were like, what does she look like? And I was like, well, she kind of looks like Robin up in customer service. Because she really did look like this girl Robin, except taller and older and nastier. But anyway. Yeah, she looked like bitch.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that the manager took your side on that.
I know,
it's
right?
Very rare that they do.
Dude, they actually like me at the store. Usually, I don't really get along with management because they're all losers, but they like me because I actually do my work.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, their managers are usually like...
It's true.
Oh, well, you know, it's not you. It's just the uniform. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. No, she was like, you don't have to take that. No. No, we get that for trespassing. I was like,
yeah, because when I worked at Walmart, I worked at the service desk, and there was this huge long line. And so this old man, like, tried to break in front of the line. And he had this frozen pizza. I don't know what the
You're
fuck
You're like,
he
get
was
away
doing
before I
it.
Break your hip.
So I was like, sir, you're going to have to go to the end of the line. There's 12 people in front of you. How about that motherfucker threw that pizza, like,
did
a fucking Olympic disc. Hit me in the throat with it. Like, hit my Adam's apple.
Like an Olympic
and I was going like this at the desk. Because I couldn't breathe. I chased that motherfucker out of the parking lot, got his license plate, and then took him to court.
Oh, shit, dude.
And then you know what the Walmart manager said? Next time you don't call the police, you just smile. I was like, fuck you, Patty Duke. That was her name.
Patty Duke. That's so Southern.
That was her name.
Mary Lou.
Fucking hated her. She
Stevie
was
Ray.
Twat liquor. I know she was.
Jerry Lee. I swear to God, it's all like acronym names, or not, but like hyphenated names.
Yeah,
that's the South. But yeah, so that sucked,
Ricky Bobby.
But actually, my good news. Well, I don't know if it's good news. Well, I'm starting full time soon, and we're gonna make more money.
It's good news for me.
And well, our office looks fucking amazing. I wish to take pictures, Drew. And
woo!
Did we take pictures of Corey while she was here? We'll have to put them up on the website.
Every 10 minutes, she was like, stop that fucking flashing, I'm drunk. Like, but, okay, so if anybody needs a cool suggestion for music as of this week, there is a CD called Radio 1, established in 1967, and it is 40 awesome
Why
songs.
Why is it established in 1967?
Because Radio 1 started in 67 in Britain. I don't fucking know. I'm just coming up with shit.
Radio started in 67.
I said Radio 1.
Britain.
It's Radio 1. You know how they have like, you know, on Monty Python, how they'd be like, we're sorry, Radio 4 has exploded, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's 40 songs, like 40 greatest songs from the past 40 years from 40 top artists of today. So it's like all these people, like Natasha Bedingfield and the Foo Fighters and Klaxons and Franz Ferdinand and Lily Allen. Remaking
Herb thought
old
Amy Winehouse
shit.
Was American.
Dude, whatever. She looks like that bitch from Miami Inc.
Yeah,
she does.
Except
more
drama
filled.
That girl
is hot. That girl from Miami Inc. She's pretty hot.
But anyway, yeah, if you haven't heard that CD, check it out. It's called Radio 1, established in 1967. And also check out the soundtrack to Across the Universe, because even though it barely features any of my favorite Beatles songs, it is still good anyway. Yeah. But they're missing, like, every single good. Like, the only one they have that I really like is Come Together. But they're missing like everything else that I
oh,
like.
Oh, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to
me.
Boom, 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 oh. boom.
What is this show called? I'm
the
sorry.
Beatles sing along show.
Oh, okay.
The anal.
Well,
show.
We do have one of the Beatle lookalikes here.
Damn straight.
It's
yo.
John Lennon with a Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Harry Potter.
John Lennon. I want to say thank you to Angry Goatee, also known as Mike, for sending us
I
the
think
first
you're
episode.
A bit daft.
The first episode of Drawn Together, he sent it to us in the
mail. Oh, yeah, that's awesome, man.
For
seriously.
Herb and I's 1 year anniversary, he sent it to us.
You know,
and it's uncensored.
You know, ooh, Mr. Angry Goatee, I would have started watching it already today, but I was too busy being delicious. I fucking love that show, I swear to God.
Being delicious.
Being delicious.
So, what else is up? Oh, should we talk about the people that were in that bar today, tonight?
Sure, they're wants. Not going to listen to this.
I don't even know what the internet is.
What? Hey, way that answer way
up. I made it out there alive.
I walked in and I was like, oh.
Especially me with my.
I know, right?
God. They give me a look like, arr!
Did you guys see the Britney Spears white trash girl with the hat on?
She was toxic.
Three of them?
No, there was just one. She had this white shirt on with an army hat on or something and these jeans. And then when the Shakira song came on, I think she thought she was Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
I tried not to look at any of them.
It's kind of hard. And then some of them were trying to talk to me, and I was like, okay.
Really?
But the bartender was cool.
Yeah, she was nice.
She said, can I have your ID? I said, sure. So I gave it to her, and she looked at it. She's like, no fucking way.
Yeah, dude. Like, and then Sarah's okay. drunk ass, which probably...
I want her on the show.
Well, that probably helped. That probably helped what she said, like her judgment. But still, she was like, you got to be like fucking 22. And you're like, dude, yeah. And you're like, no, I'm 30. And she's like, oh, my God, no way. Wah! And she was like singing country like songs like so.
You know what?
Oh,
she
is.
She's a hot girl.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Bartender lady?
No,
Sarah. What? I'm confused.
For all of these,
Sarah,
yeah.
For those of you at home,
Sarah
is Corey's stepsister, or excuse me, sister-in-law.
We got to see her underwear out in the parking lot.
Yeah, no, right?
A couple times.
She's like, "Don't worry, Dad. This is my hard underwear."
She lifted up her dress.
It was like a Mariah Carey video with the wind.
I know, right? Penis.
She touched her penis. Oh yeah, when she actually had to go pee.
Yeah, she's like, "You have to go pee." I was like. And I was doing, I'm like, you're like my sister, kind of. Yeah. In that weird kind of hot
She's
way.
She's cute.
Purdy.
And then she pulled out a cigarette. I was like, you are way too pretty to be smoking.
I know. That like ruined
she
it for 2 seconds.
She doesn't smoke. No. She was smoking because she thinks it's
Well, cool. I'm a smoker myself, so I guess it doesn't really bother me at all.
Yeah, but you're not already beautiful.
Yeah.
You're the Dominic, man. It's different.
Damn.
More like a grizzly bear.
You're
but,
just gaslight.
Whatever.
He's the grizzly bear.
You're too busy being delicious, man. Whereas Sarah is more like, ow!
Bam, bam, she had that low-cut dress on. Her boobies all showing.
She's like, everywhere. I'm 21 and I'm going to drink.
She's forbidden, though. Her boyfriend is Lakeland police, so...
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, we heard about how controlling he is.
Uh-oh, bitch face.
We don't fuck with him.
Hey, what happened to that fire crotch? What happened to that fire crotch guy? Not Tarpley, the other Ryan?
What Tarpley?
Dude, he was cool.
Not fire crotch at all.
No, but like the other Ryan.
Yeah, no, fire crotch.
Yeah. Dude, he was really cool. I wanted to hang out with him.
I haven't really seen him around.
Talk into the microphone, Drew.
It's hard to look at her. I had to look at her this way.
I have to put it underneath my throat like...
That's what she said.
Ooh.
Put it underneath my throat.
Just pull away and cream all over the room. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because it sounds like that happens
just
to Drew
like,
all the time.
Yeah.
Come on, my titties.
Dude, that's weird though. That's strange to me. Because
with
to
the
me, it's
girl
like,
every night of the week.
Woo!
With 16-year-old Taco Bell girls.
No, no, that's me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Dude,
Drew's a different one every night of the week.
That was
that's
so.
Right.
That
I
was
go for
so
minors,
funny.
But I go for a
He's
long-term
a slut.
Thing.
He's a hoe. He a
Play
freak.
Hater,
Got a different girl every day of the week.
What you gonna do when you get out of jail? Ricky.
Where's the next one?
Oh. What you gonna do when you get out of jail?
Next caller!
I'm gonna take the next caller.
Okay, never mind.
Oh. Hey, play our phone call. It's the one that's called Nessa.
I'm sorry, I have something in the way. I can't see anything.
It's down here, I think. It's already open.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, here we go. Nessa.
One, two, three,
go.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
I was going to fade out into it.
Where happened to it? Is it playing?
It's Garage Bizand.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Herb. This is Nessa. I wanted to call and participate in the Bell Monkeys extravaganza.
Slut.
Yes, I saw your comment, Ricky, about how you wish people would participate a little bit more, so I wanted to call and do my part. Don't really have anything to say other than absolutely love the podcast, and can't wait for the next episode. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
I just messaged her ass on MySpace today.
Oh, you did?
And it said, boom.
Thank
unacceptable.
Thank you for calling in, Nessa. She's actually on a lot of other podcasts, too.
She
discovered us on another podcast, yeah.
Nessa reminds me of something, like that name. Like
Nessie?
Yeah,
the
like
Loch Ness.
Yeah, man.
Wasn't the girl's name in Wicked, wasn't her name like Nessa Rose or something like that?
Maybe.
The witches, the one that got hit by the house.
Oh, yeah.
So you know how we were talking about condescending smart people earlier? Because Nina came over and she was like, I'm going to rub lotion in quarters on my neck and then tell you about stuff.
Because Drew gave her a hickey.
Yeah, and it was cool.
Two of them.
So sure. I was like, you mean like Alex Trebek? And she's like, yeah. What? And I was like, you know, because Alex Trebek will be like, you know, they'll be like, I'll take countries for 400 and, you know. This cherry blossom growing country, you know, sits in the Far East.
Japan.
And they'll be, no, they'll be like, what is China? And he'll be like, I'm sorry, that was Japan. And it's like, he looks at you like you're fucking retarded, like, you know, never buzzing again. I don't know, it's terrible. And it's like, he's still doing the show, and he still thinks he's real hip and cool, and it's like, man, fuck
with
you.
With his white hair.
I know, it's like, fuck you, I'm going to Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, Drew Carey is doing the new Wheel of Fortune. I think it starts this Monday.
Yeah.
And you should hear You should hear the new theme song for it. It's like totally disco.
Dude, no.
It's
no.
Awesome.
What?
Crystal Waters sings it, I think.
Pat Sajak is leaving?
Yeah.
Why?
Price is Right.
You said Wheel of Fortune, Biash.
Oh, I meant Price is Right.
Fortune. Oh, my God. Price
is
Right. I was about to kill somebody.
Sorry. Da, da,
da, da. They can't get rid of Vanna. Nobody does nothing like she does. No one.
It has this whole new theme song. It sounds like
Super Mario
disco.
Strikers.
Maybe.
Best show
but it's
on
this
television,
woman
the
singing.
Man
it's
show.
Awesome. The man show.
Well, penis might you.
Remember that guy that could swallow a whole
dildo?
Mug of beer at one time.
Oh yeah, the ziggy oil guy. Okay.
Yeah, he died, I think.
Yeah,
he did from like
from drinking too much beer on
failure
the show.
Or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
For those of you who didn't watch the roast of Flavor Flav like a month and a half ago,
Flavor Flav,
it was like full
he's
of ridiculous trash talking
and racist. I mean, like,
yeah, it was
the
bad.
Most racist jokes I think I've heard.
But they
ever on TV.
Patton Oswalt,
it's funny,
was talking about how like the girls on I Love New York or Flavor of Love all look at like they look like the third shift at Waffle House at like 4 a.m. It's so fucking true. I swear to God, that show is terrible.
Only dirty girls work at Waffle House.
Only yep. What?
Dirty girls work at Waffle House. I got this.
Or 80-year-old grandmas.
Yeah. Well, I got this advice from a good friend, Nick Gregory, in high school. And to this day, it has held true.
If you're listening.
Oh, no. I highly doubt you're listening to this.
Is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I killed him.
Oh.
You're insane.
He's no. He has to think if he's dead or not.
No, it was his little brother that died.
Oh, that's sad.
I just remember it was one of the Gregorys.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Sounds like Borat.
Do you remember Pug? Pug Gregory?
Sounds a little familiar.
Yeah, we went to high school with him. I was in wrestling with him. That's why I knew the Gregory.
You wrestled a boy.
Dude, did you wear tights and touch people?
Did you wear a?
I'm not playing into your fantasies.
Were you wearing a unitard or whatever?
Faggot better run.
That's what Drew said.
Like
those drops are the fucking best. I swear to God.
By far.
Yeah, man.
Dom would have spit his drink out.
Yeah, so I don't swallow.
Dude, don't pull a Tara. She held her water tonight.
Yeah. No.
But she sounded like Towley on South Park.
I was praying to like, God. I am so glad that we did not do the show with her here. Because I was like, you're going to have to boot her ass out. Because
every now and then you would hear something break in the background. You have to be like, whoa.
She's fucking clumsy as hell. And I can't stand it.
You get so country when you get country.
Yeah. It's almost like he fit in with the bar.
I hate drunk bitches.
I've been picking up that lately, like y'all and stuff. It's horrible.
Y'all.
I must stop.
Welcome to the South. We all suck.
Hi, y'all.
Okay, so Matt, our next door neighbor who's hot. Who I probably shouldn't say because he'll find
this
podcast.
He's probably
going to
start listening.
He's a puppy walker.
I told him about it tonight. I was like, yeah, we do a radio show. But he's like,
what it's called?
And job.
No.
Oh, then you're good.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, man, Polk County, people of lesser intelligence or lesser knowledge.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, man, have you like said that since fifth grade or something? He said it like it came like right to mind. I don't know. It's funny. But
it makes sense.
I guess it's that bad.
So what else, guys? Anything good going on in your lives?
I'm working three jobs now.
Oh, yeah.
So I went from like working one job once a week to having three jobs now.
You no good hooligan.
Yes,
what's
yes,
that from?
I know. Somebody's got to work in the house, and it's not going to be Drew.
Hell no. He's I'm like, unemployed with no car.
Staying at
home. Woo!
I also need to talk about something else. Dude, people who have like a status symbol with what movies you've seen and haven't seen, fuck you, man. Because I haven't seen The Lost Boys until tonight, like the Kiefer Sutherland vampire shit with Corey Haim, who looks like a fag with his terrible 80 clothes.
Okay, wait. Before you go into it, anyone that ever watches that movie again, look in his bedroom and look at the posters
of Rob Lowe, like
half naked.
Yeah, it looks like Rob Lowe. Everybody looks like Rob Lowe, I swear to God.
Wait, what the fuck is a teenage boy?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Dude, it's Corey Haim with his little tiny, like, fucking 25-gauge earring, which is very small for those of you who don't know, and, like, non-existent. But anyway, so we were watching that, and I was texting this guy that I know, and then what's her name came in, Tara, and she's like, oh, my God, you haven't seen this before? Like, she wasn't as bad about it. It was more like, you know, most people are just like,
could talk at that point in the night.
Right. She was coherent. No, but most people are like, you haven't
I have
seen
never
this?
Actually heard her talk like a regular person.
It's true. That's
because
you were sleeping.
She was gone, yeah. She was pretty far.
She got that drunk, like, from the time she got here.
It was the beard.
Oh, it's not drunk. She has her Xanny bars, and then she drinks.
Xanny bars.
She can do one or the other, and you'd be fine, but she mixes it too heavily. And then
I've
that
done
fucks
that
her
before.
Out.
It can't fuck you up.
Yeah.
No, but I've done it, and
it's good for date rape, though.
Oh, it's fine.
Just in case anybody needs that.
On my 20...
I have a patent, so...
6th birthday, I accidentally mixed a little alcohol and Xanax together.
Accidentally, I'm sure.
Like 6 milligrams. Like 6 of 1 milligram. Yeah.
How did you measure that with being like...
No, they're like... Well, I was like, this shit's not working. Pop, this shit's still not working.
Dude, that's what he does with Tylenol. He's like, I'm fat. I need like... 4 Tylenol. I'm like, I'm pretty sure 2.5 will work just fine.
No, I take 4 at a time.
So apparently that night I was karaoke singing. I don't recall a damn thing. I also was asking people to take their pants down so I can see their penises, and apparently this guy had like a 12-inch dick.
Ouch.
And I was all playing with it. I don't remember that shit either. And then I came home, and they were trying to get me upstairs into the apartment. Dude, and I fell, and I scraped my fucking nose on a tree.
Dude,
what that shit hurt.
In the middle, on the bottom.
And then the next day, my friend took me to dinner at Hops. Do you remember Hops? On the
Yes.
They took me. She took me to dinner there.
Ouch!
And then a week later, she was like, "How did you enjoy your dinner?" And I was like, "What dinner?" I didn't remember going there.
Yeah, you
I was like, "I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that anymore."
But yeah, so while she was coherent, she was just like, I can't believe you've never seen this before. And then this guy, Steve, that I know, was like, dude, it's shameful. I'm like, fuck you, man. Have you seen SLC Punk? He's like,
supposedly it's
no.
One of the best movies, like one of the greatest movies.
What, Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lost Boys?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
It was cool, but I mean. Because
it supports the gay
it's
community. I don't know.
Yes.
Because they're clothes. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I used to wear that stuff.
Ew. Yeah. I'm so glad I passed over that.
He's the one who sucks.
Yeah, man.
I was going to say, it's just because it's once again the little thing back in the day. It's just like, you know, if you grew up with it, you loved it. But if you saw it nowadays, you'd be like, that's not the same at all.
I was, Herb was like, you wore that and the shoulder pads?
I was like, no shoulder pads. Designing Ricky.
But, oh, those were the days of Dayglow.
See, I don't know, though. I feel like the way I grew up, I got to a point where I didn't, I can't think of like a 90s trend that I followed or that anybody around me really followed. Like, I never went through that whole big, huge hair like the girls had on Full House, that huge, ridiculous hair, you know, and it was like...
The garden weasel hair is what
I
call it.
Yeah, it was gross. Like, I remember having, like, sweaters, like, everything was sweaters. There was no hoodies back then. There was no, like, hoodies. Yeah. It was all, like, sweatpants and sweaters, like your grandma made, and everybody had that.
Oh, my God.
You know, but, like, I don't know, I just don't remember. And then Windbreakers, when that came out, it was like...
Oh, and I had MC Hammer pants.
How dare you!
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't remember anything that, like, I look back now, I'm like, I'm so embarrassed because it's, I don't know.
No, there's some picture photos, that school photos.
My hair was retarded and I had braces. But
it's
pretty
bad.
As far as clothes. I don't know. What about you guys? We're all the same age, so.
Well, I was raised on a farm with an older brother.
So it didn't matter.
And
right?
stuff like that. Yeah, I pretty much had hand-me-down clothes.
Right.
And
overalls.
Secondhand stores. Actually, no overalls. We're not that ghetto redneck. Yeah. We're not that white trash.
That's only a
We're not necessarily saying it's bad. Just as long as you have a shirt on, it's okay.
I think he'd
Don
like
just
to
winked
that.
At me.
So.
Did you fuck sheep?
Just
you
goats.
Experiment?
Just goats.
Just goats, no sheep.
Ooh, I hope not the ones with the horns.
Well, you use the horns and you're up. Wrap them in the barbed wire so they can't get away.
Aw, poor things.
I'm so scared. Oh!
That was a lot longer than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
So what about you, Drew?
Wait, what? Fashion? What?
Yeah, fashion.
I went to private school most of my life. So, like, I had the four
uniforms.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how I feel
about
that.
Does everyone wear the same underwear, too?
Because apparently they do that now.
Yes.
Really?
No. Dude, no. I wouldn't think so. That's how they tell you, you know, that's how, like, the gangster kids tell each other apart. He's like... Well, I'm flashing my purple one, so bitches in red better not fuck with my Crip ass motherfucker. I'll fucking kill that shit.
I thought the Crip was blue.
Do whatever. I don't know.
Navy blue.
Navy blue.
You need to get your street smart on, okay?
All right, Mr. Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
What the fuck are we talking about, listeners? Fucking talking about
nothing. Only the shadow knows.
So we have anything else going on? Do we need to end this? No one joined the Frapper map, so
no.
Join it, bitches.
No one did join it, but everybody go out and join it because it sounded like you said no one join it. Like you were telling everybody. Yeah, sure.
No one joined the map. So go fucking do it.
Now.
Well, we've been telling people to join the map and they haven't done it, so maybe we need to tell them not to.
Put it this way.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Very good.
Put it this way, guys. If you join the Frapper map, it's like asking Ricky out on a date. So
he may say yes, he may say no.
He may cream all over the keyboard and ruin his Mac, so he'll have to buy a Windows.
Is not going to happen.
Each time you join, they'll send you naked pictures.
I already told Herb I was buying a new Apple laptop in January.
Oh, speaking of Mac, at the Game Attic, one of the stores that I work at, we run off of Macs, and we've been running
old
off of
ass
one
Macs.
Old Macs.
Macs, it's like after dark.
It's the one with that came in the crystal colors with the handle on top.
Yes.
Right.
That's the old iMac, right?
The ones that my husband
has. We finally got a new one today, but we can't get any of the operating systems to run on it for QuickBooks.
Okay. Like this one? Or the black and silver one? Is that what you guys have?
No, it's another one of the older one models. It's just that they're so complicated.
How much do they pay for that?
I don't know. I don't ask questions. I go in there to collect a paycheck and get a 40% discount on used games.
And mess with apples.
That's awesome. When are you going to shrink wrap our game so we can return it?
When are you going to bring it up for me?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Herb.
I keep forgetting it.
But we're going to take the old iMac and we're going to turn it into something useful, a fish tank.
No, you should totally bring it up here so we can use it for sound.
Dude, you should reenact that shit in Zoolander where he's like, the files
it doesn't
are in
work.
The
old one doesn't work, period.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be useful unlike any other iMac, and we're going to put something living in it.
Where's my bourbon?
I've
Where's
never seen that rum that you guys had, the smiley face rum.
Happy rum?
Happy
what is it?
Rum.
Is it taste like rum? Like regular rum?
It comes from Guatemala.
It's fairly expensive and fairly small for its price.
That King of the Bongo song.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's in that movie, The Next Best Thing with Madonna and Rupert Everett, because he has the soundtrack, and we were just like, it came on random, and I was like,
but Robbie Williams.
I was like, wait. That's the King of the Bongo song at Dom's party. Put on the remix. He needs to hear the Robbie Williams one.
I don't have iTunes up.
No.
Bom, bom, bom.
Okay. All right. You guys can keep talking because I have to use the bathroom. No. Or we can end it.
We can keep talking.
Suck my white balls.
Okay.
That's whip what them I out. Think.
She's in on it. Who else wants to suck white balls?
Oh.
Dom's pulling his out.
There we go. Right,
you guys talk. I have to use the bathroom.
Oh, I thought you were gonna can us. You thought you were going to end it.
King of the bongos.
King of the bongos.
All right, well, so, let me go over there and do that.
Okay. Ow. Yeah, hurry up and get over here, and then I'll continue with what I was going to say.
As long as I don't miss
a grudge, man. So, how's life out there in the real world, people? In the real world.
Yeah, so dead air on Foul Monkeys, y'all.
Hells yeah, bitches.
There's really nothing else going on. I am starting full-time, like I said, so Ricky, like, hates me because he thinks this is going to take away more time from us. And I'm like, you're not going to notice because I go to work at 2 instead of 4 now. So you still don't get home till 5, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. But it's cool. Okay, King of the motherfucking bongos. Let's go.
King of the bongos. King of the bongos.
Also, some more good music. I don't know if you've actually seen the show yet on HBO. Flight of the Conchords. Herb.
Hell yeah. It's a great show.
No.
Check it out.
Okay.
At least check out their music. It's really good.
What's it on?
It's on HBO.
Oh, okay.
It's called Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
They're the fourth most popular folk pop band in New Zealand, I believe.
New Zealand. Which really isn't saying a lot, but still.
Oh, it's saying everything, sir. Okay, everything.
I wonder, since
there's only four bands in New Zealand.
Sure, so I can slap you when you left.
No, I'm not going to take that out.
You should be like, we suck, and we changed some stuff up.
Ooh, that was recorded.
Okay.
Thank Jesus.
Woo!
So anyways, I saw the little spike of sound on there. I love how my voice is the one that's always like real, real wide because it's all deep and shit. That's crazy, man.
So,
all right, we're out. We're gonna stop stalling. Bye, people. We love you. Give us a call 206-984 foul. Visit us at foulmonkeys.com. Email our asses at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, and go to our MySpace, Foul Monkeys, of course.
Sign up on the Frapper Map.
Frapper Mapper.
And
send us
something to our post office box.
We will send it to Dustin if
Ricky
you send
Burton,
us stuff.
Ricky Burton, Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Send us stuff for Dustin. We'll send it out to him.
Yeah,
unfortunately, we can't give his address out.
I don't care if it's like Q-tips or Blistex or fucking anal ease.
He said he wants
we'll send it to him.
Anal ease.
I'm just joking. Wait, I'm just saying.
He
well,
says
he
that
does
he
get quite lonely over there.
Yeah.
In Iraq.
Oh, poor thing.
I'm just kidding.
Then he has to start writing missiles and stuff. You know, it's not nice.
Yeah, he said he wanted things like local newspapers from around the United States and magazines because they don't get the news over there. So
yeah, just send us stuff that we could actually send over there, and it'd be appropriate to make it through the security checks.
Right. No alcohol. But if you send alcohol, we will partake.
We will drink it ourselves.
We will consume it for
I will watch.
A ceremony in his honor.
Yeah.
We will do a drunk podcast.
We will save it for the Halloween party, and it will be the bomb diggity.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to try to get some extra cards for the camera so I can do some video stuff for the party.
I'd actually love to have that going on. Get some.
Yeah.
I'll bring my camera. And I
no, I'm not getting drunk this time.
What?
I think you should.
You should.
You just want me to get drunk so you can see some girl titties.
No, you just you should dress up as somebody and act
yes
it out
and
fully
no.
drunk.
So what did Dom say to you when we were walking out of the bar? You said, is Ricky here or something like that?
I said,
is Ricky drinking?
Is Ricky drunk?
I said no.
I was like, then that's why is he in the driver's seat?
Right.
You said that's a surprise.
So apparently everyone thinks I'm a big drunk.
I don't think you're a big drunk. I think you're hilarious when you're drunk, and it's
oh really
till 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, because like Herb was coming on like let's go, and you'd be like okay let's leave, and then you'd be there for like another 30 minutes, and then you'd be like all right we're leaving, and then you'd stay for an hour.
That's like my eternal curse when I'm at parties. I always play doctor and like mommy and like you know transport.
I took care of myself all right. I even made myself.
You took care of
you know I hate doctors. Right.
I even made myself throw up. I took care of it myself.
And you didn't throw up on my carpet, which is quite admirable.
Like, what's his name?
Yeah, he's not allowed to drink anymore at the house.
Oh. He threw up a lot outside, too, right?
Ew.
No, that was Gonzo. However, we have had to drop the ban hammer on one person.
Does he have a Gonzo penis?
Really
creepy.
Who? Teskey.
Yeah, creepy.
Herb
dude.
Thought he was hot.
No, he was
disgusting.
All right. No.
He's so gross.
Without the eyeliner and the AFI wannabe look and the Megadeth monster magnet look.
So what's
going
to happen
okay.
if he shows up to the Halloween party?
Dude,
hammer.
We won't recognize him. That's how good he'll be.
Oh, I thought he had his Halloween like costume ninja. On that night.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Dude.
Dis. All right, so people, I guess we're out of here. Give us a call, 206-984-FOUL. I want more phone calls, like Nessa did. Nessa participates.
Okay, before GarageBand fucks up because it's getting all frame-ish, we're going to go.
All right, people, this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Drew.
And this is Dark Reverend Dom.
And if you want to come to his Halloween party, call us.
Good night, Lakeland. We love you.
See you, people. Bye.
Good night.
Hi, everybody. This is Corey, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys. And this is Dustin's wife, who's currently in Iraq. And nobody believes me, but that's okay. So send us good stuff. Lots of porn, lots of fun things. No alcohol, because they can't drink it. But lots of stuff like that. And Drew smells like poo. Hee hee.